You're listening to On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. What did the Lord God say to me this morning? Hey y'all, what's up? Good morning and welcome to another episode of On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. I am your host, Fun Strong James, and I'm excited to bring to you what me and the Lord talked about this morning. So strap in, get ready, because this is about to be an amazing episode. I really believe that it's going to help you like it helped me. So let's get ready to be encouraged this morning. If you can just close your eyes for a minute and go back in the day, not like in the 60s or the 70s or the 80s or 2019. I'm talking about months ago. Months ago, before the quarantine times. Actually, you could go back to 2019, 2018, 2017. You actually could go back. But before we got quarantined and people were out and about and networking and going to conferences and traveling and doing those things that we just got so used to doing that we now are not doing. But back in the day, people would always get to know you by asking this one question. So what do you do? Or they would ask a similar question. So who do you work for? And if they were really nosy, they asked, so what school did you graduate from? What school did you attend? Or if you were from the country, they would say, who your people? Who you kin to? Who your people? You part of them Strongs over there on the South Side, or you part of them Johnsons or them Joneses or them Smiths? You know, you from the country, people want to know who your people are. It's a reason for that too, because you have to be careful who you interact with, because you know it's families that got all kind of stuff on them that you do not want that on you. So that's why people be like, who your people? That's what they try figure out. But anyway, I digress. That is not what this is even about. But people always decided who you were or what kind of person you were based on your answers to those questions, especially the one about who you work for. I can remember growing up in the South, Mississippi to be exact, which is where I currently live right now. And people asking this question to determine if you had money or not. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know what I'm talking about. They may have did this up north too, but in the South, it was like if you worked at a specific company, people could determine your coins in your account because you work for this particular company. Because that's what people thought back then. They figured, oh, you work for so-and-so? Oh, you must have a lot of money to so-and-so. Y'all know that was creative. Y'all know, let me say it again, make sure y'all didn't miss that joke or that creative play on words. Oh, you work for so-and-so? So you must have money to so-and-so. I know all of my friends that listen gonna be like, that girl is crazy. But y'all, remember how people used to count your money, right, based on who you work for? They figured if you were, oh, you work for AIG, oh, you work for this law firm, oh, you work for this accounting firm, I remember being in Houston, Texas, and if you work for Enron, y'all, if you work for Enron, you made money. You could be a temp, okay? You could be a temp employee and be making almost $20 an hour as a temp. I'm talking about, they was just throwing money at the people at Enron. And of course, we all know how that ended up. That company just went down in flames. But anyway, this morning, as I pushed myself to get up and pray, because I'm going to be honest, it took me a minute because I don't know what was going on, but I laid in the bed and I was listening to praise and worship music longer than I normally do. But I thought about this question of who we work for. I was pondering this question after I had spent some time in deep prayer for people I knew and for people that I don't even know. I heard the Holy Spirit tell me to intercede and pray for those I put on your mind. Now, of course I do this, but today I was more intentional in doing it. Now, what do I mean by that? Okay, so every morning during prayer, my mind tends to be going in a million different directions. I often try very hard to shut that down and just focus on Holy Spirit. But this morning, I realized something. I realized that focusing on Him exclusively and not being distracted is the very first thing I do. I do that to honor Him, to magnify Him, to give Him glory, and to give Him all my praise. But after that, those people that randomly pop up into my mind are popping up as a prayer pop assignment. Okay, yeah, I just made that up too. Y'all know your girl is real creative over here this morning. Did you hear what I said though? The people that randomly pop into my mind are popping up as a prayer pop-up assignment. It's like a pop quiz. The Holy Spirit will pop people up on my mind, and the assignment is for me to pray and intercede on their behalf. Instead of trying to not focus on them, the assignment is exactly to focus on them in prayer. Isn't that so good? When you get that kind of revelation that at first I thought, oh, I don't need to be focusing on them. I don't need to be focusing on that. I don't need to be thinking about that. Like literally when you are growing spiritually and just, you know, this is a journey. There is no point that you reach, you know, like as we live and breathe every day, this is a journey. This living this life and worshiping the Lord and doing what He's called us to do, living a purposeful life is a journey. It's a marathon. It is not a sprint. And so to get that revelation this morning that, yeah, all of these people are crossing your mind for you to pray for them, not for you to be distracted by them. See, I hope that's helping somebody this morning. I told y'all to strap in that this was going to be really good because that was good. That was good. Like the people are popping up in your prayer time so that you can pray for them. So I pray for whomever the Holy Spirit popped on my mind this morning. And when I say it was random, y'all, it was random. Honey child, I'm talking about so random. I mean, random like a person from elementary school random. People like that I don't see or talk to, I don't even have them as friends on Facebook or Instagram or nothing kind of random. I'm talking about random. But they popped up on my mind. And instead of me saying, oh, all these people popping up, Lord, I'm getting distracted, He's saying, I'm putting those people on your mind so that you can pray for them, pray for their family, pray for their children. Like, I don't even know the situation. But when you pray in your heavenly language, you are praying the most perfect prayer you can pray. I'm talking about I was praying for government people. I even prayed for the state of Kentucky this morning because they're having elections today. And I don't know those people. I don't even know anybody in Kentucky. I think I've only been to Kentucky one time for a family reunion back in, I think, 2014 or something like that. But that's the message the Holy Spirit is giving us today. When He prompts you to pray for people who pop up on your mind, pray. And then don't worry about what to pray, because if you're praying in your heavenly language, you good. You praying the perfect prayer. So that's why it's so important to get your heavenly language up, right? You got to start praying in tongues. Like ask the Holy Spirit to infill you with the power of praying in tongues. He'll do it. You know, some people think you got to go through all these different hoops and stuff like that. But, you know, that was another thing that the Holy Spirit just popped up on me and on my mind today, was just like a lot of times we make stuff so complex and it's really not. Like, just be obedient. Just do what God says do. I know for me, I'm not talking about you, but for me, I have made things, you know, more complex than they have to be. And the Holy Spirit is just like, it's not that hard. I didn't make this difficult for you. I didn't create you to have, you know, confusion or chaos in your life. I didn't create any of that for you. Like, it's simple. And when I look back, I'm like, you know what? Every time I just simply obeyed, it really was simple. It was just simple to do. So anywho, as I opened my Bible for the scriptural surprise, and of course, y'all know I had to ask the Holy Spirit to give me a specific word. I like to ask him to give me a specific word because I like when he blows my mind with said specific word. So I randomly flipped to 2 Chronicles chapter 15. Y'all go read it for yourselves. But before you go, hold on. Let me tell you which verse popped out. For me, it was verse 7. 2 Chronicles 15:7 says, "But as for you, be strong. Don't give up, for your work has a reward." See, I need y'all to understand something. I need y'all to tune in, like turn me up in your headphones, and I need you to listen to this. I need y'all to understand this. I do this blog and podcast now 7 days a week. 7 days a week. So the question, who do I work for? My Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And he just encouraged me on this Tuesday morning to be who he created me to be, Strong, which, by the way, is my real name. That's my actual name, Strong. That's my maiden name. He encouraged me not to give up. And then he promised me that my work has a reward. Y'all got to understand. When I get up some days, I don't feel 100%. I know y'all be looking forward to the blog and the podcast, and I appreciate you so much for your support. I appreciate you for your prayers. But some days, your girl be feeling weary. Some days, I don't be feeling 100%. But I push anyway, because I will not stop doing this until the Lord tells me to stop. But this word today was for me, y'all. It's for you too. He said, be strong. Don't give up. And when I read that verse in the Message translation, it says, but it's different with you. Be strong. Take heart. Payday is coming. Ooh. I definitely ain't waiting on y'all to catch that. Okay, because I called it. That Message translation go hard. Okay, that Message translation, I love it. But he's saying, be strong. Don't give up, for your work has a reward. Now, check this out. There is a corresponding verse to that verse. See, when you got that Bible that corresponds to different verses, it'll do that for you. So let me tell you what the corresponding verse is. 1 Corinthians 15:58, and I'm about to read it from the Amplified Translation because that was the one that spoke to me. And as a side note, when you're looking up scripture, you know, you got your Bible. Like, my Bible is the CSB, the Christian Standard Bible, I believe. Yeah, the Tony Evans Bible is the CSB translation. But on your phone, there's the YouVersion Bible app. It pulls up every translation. And I encourage you to pull up whatever the Lord gives you when you open up your actual Bible. Go pull it up on the YouVersion app and compare. You can just hit compare and it'll show you all the different translations. And y'all, that Amplified version amplified the word for me this morning. Okay, let me tell you what it said. Therefore, my beloved brothers and sisters, be steadfast, immovable, always excelling in the work of the Lord. That means always doing your best and doing more than is needed. Being continually aware that your labor, even to the point of exhaustion, in the Lord is not futile nor wasted. It is never without purpose. Ooh, y'all, I'm telling you, that Amplified is where it's at today. Today, this morning, that Amplified. Y'all know I normally be rocking that Message translation, but today for 1 Corinthians 15:58, that Amplified version, y'all, I'm telling you, get your whole life, get your whole self with that. Okay. When I looked up steadfast, because you know, I be thinking, I know what words mean, but I'm just like, when the Holy Spirit popped it on my mind, like, hey, look that up. Steadfast means loyal, faithful, committed, and unwavering. So y'all, when someone asks you, now who do you work for again? Be sure you're ready to tell them you're faithfully on assignment by God. All right, y'all, that's a wrap up for this episode of On Assignment by God. Let's get to these assignments. Ooh, because I'm excited about these assignments today. Number one, what did the Lord God say to you in your conversation with him this morning? And number two, if the Lord were to bring you into the prayer closet for an evaluation, for a work evaluation, would you be confident about the work you've been doing for him? Or would you be nervous? Y'all know when performance evaluations come up at your job, if you're doing good, you're not nervous at all. But if you hadn't been doing that good, you'd be kind of nervous. You'd be like, ooh, I hope they didn't notice that I was late. Ooh, I hope they didn't notice that I didn't turn that project in on time. I hope they didn't notice that I was disobedient to the rules. I hope they didn't know. Ooh, y'all. You know the Lord see everything. So he noticed. So when you're working for him, you can't hide. You cannot hide from the Lord, okay? But I want you to write that down. But even more so, I want you to be encouraged that if you have gotten off track from the assignment that he has given you, if you have gotten off track from the purpose that he has given to you, from your calling, if you have gotten off track, today is the perfect day for you to get back on track. And you can actually do assignment question number one to get yourself back on track, because he's waiting to have a conversation with you. Don't be afraid. He's not going to belittle you. He's never going to make you feel like you think he's going to make you feel because you've gotten off track. He's going to welcome you with open arms, because all he wants us to do is seek him and come back to him. Y'all, this morning, I encourage you. Repent. That's it. Repent from everything that you've done that you know was not in alignment with God. And then just start talking to him again. He's waiting and he's ready. He wants to give you another assignment. He wants to share some things with you, but you got to spend time with him, okay? All right, y'all. That's all I got for you today. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.